USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Republican Senator Rand Paul says he will vote in favor of blocking President Trump's U.S.-Mexico border emergency declaration. That means Democrats likely have the votes to pass it in the Senate. Daniel Littman from Politico says this isn't the usual way to declare an emergency.
Most national emergencies are not about policy issues where the president has a defeat in Congress. They are about, you know, say, a big storm in Alaska or, you know, a hurricane in Florida.
President Trump has said he will veto the measure, and Littman says lawmakers probably can't override it.
He's been used to a Congress that has been docile to him, and now you have a situation where his signature issue he is likely to face a defeat on, although it's hard to imagine the votes are there just yet for Congress to override a Trump veto.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It's been perfect for me for the last couple of years. I just did it for health. I'm not one of these people that have some kind of, you know, issue or anything. I'm in good health and happy and can't complain. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's an easy-to-follow system. You know, just take the fruits with breakfast and the veggies with lunch, and away I go. So it's easy to do. It's much, much better than the old vitamins that I used to take. It does everything I need to do. I've stayed healthy. I haven't had a cold in 2 years, so I'm doing good.
Use discount code USA for 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies with free shipping. This offer is going to end between now and February, so act fast. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says it isn't a bad thing that President Trump walked away from any deal with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last week, even though some pundits have said it's a defeat for the president. Bolton spoke with Christopher Wallace on Fox News Sunday.
The president stressed to Kim Jong-un he thought progress had been made. He thought that there were still negotiations that were possible. I would say the North Koreans were very disappointed we didn't buy their bad deal. You know, that's life in the big city.
The Trump administration is ramping up the pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to leave office. They've imposed sanctions on 6 high-ranking members of the Venezuelan security forces. They've also revoked the visas of other officials and their relatives. The sanctions come after the Maduro regime blocked humanitarian aid convoys, and the revocation of visas are aimed at punishing those who have done well in Venezuela despite the economic upheaval in the country. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The State Department says Iran is the world's leading exporter of terrorism. John Clemens reports.
The Rewards for Justice program has offered $1 million for information on the new leader of Al-Qaeda, Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden. Ambassador-at-Large and the Coordinator for Counterterrorism, Nathan Sales, tells us Hamza bin Laden has been supported by Iran.
Iran is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and its relationship of convenience with Al-Qaeda is just additional evidence that this regime regards terrorism as absolutely fundamental to what it is.
I'm John Clemens.
It was a long, cold week for an Oregon man. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He says he and his dog were trapped in an SUV in the snow for 5 days. Jeremy Taylor getting his SUV stuck in the snow on a Forest Service road last Sunday near Wake Butte. A missing persons alert was issued on Wednesday. Then on Friday, a snowmobile rider found Taylor and his dog Allie and called county authorities. Taylor said he had tried to walk out from the SUV, but he and the dog couldn't make it very far, so they went back to the vehicle and stayed warm by occasionally starting the engine. A heavy construction vehicle was able to dig them out of the snow, and Taylor and the dog were back with friends and family by late Friday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.